Roseanne Summerson, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
You got your bachelor's degree from RISD in 1976, I'm told, in industrial design, and you later returned to teach furniture design. But I'm curious, how has RISD changed since you were a student?
Well, I think RISD has continued to advance in many ways. We're a much more complex institution. We have more students. We have new facilities. We have new departments. Our alumni base certainly has grown, 26,000 alumni in 90 countries. And I think, really more importantly, the role of art and design and art and design education has expanded in its global prominence, and RISD's been very much at the center of that.
And Roseanne Summerson, you also co-edited a book about RISD's philosophy of teaching and critical thinking. How would you describe that philosophy and sort of what it is that makes RISD stand apart from other institutions of arts education and other colleges generally?
We have a very strong focus on what we call critical making, which is the notion of learning to connect critical thinking and making in a very hands-on, studio-based kind of learning. So our students learn how to take an idea and iterate the idea to develop it into something stronger and newer and potentially innovative, and then figure out how to actualize that in a tangible way.
Now, when you first took over as interim president a little more than a year ago, you followed John Maeda, who was known to have clashed with some RISD faculty. Why do you think Maeda's tenure was so contentious?
Well, I think that I don't know that I really want to talk about the past. I think John did a lot of good for the school, but we're really looking to the future. I think, you know, in any academic institution, there's always robust dialogue, and, you know, if we all were marching to exactly the same beat, it wouldn't be a very exciting academic environment.
And looking to the future, Roseanne Summerson, what are your top priorities now that you have been named permanent president?
One of the things that I'm really, that's very important to me is to carry out the message of the importance of art and design, and specifically art education, into the world. We know it firsthand at RISD. We see the incredible results of the things that our alumni do, sometimes very unexpected things, like, for example, students who worked on redesigning the Rhode Island voting system and working in healthcare industries, and some of the extraordinary local restaurants and music that have come out of RISD alumni. But I think we also want to explain to the world that the world is a very fast-changing place, and our form of education helps students to be nimble thinkers who can face uncertainty and unknown problems and questions and come in with a sense of skill and competency at solving those and making alternative ideas for things that are complex problems. I'm also interested in developing our physical campus to support our innovative learning models. We have a campus master plan that we've been developing over the year that hopefully will be announced this spring, with some really exciting ideas for how we integrate into the city, how we develop facilities and functions around the ways that our curricula are evolving. I'm also very interested in the notion of accessibility to a RISD education and thinking about scholarships and diversity so that we can make sure that the students that deserve to be here have a chance to actually come to RISD to study.
You mentioned the issue of affordability, and last year I did meet a student who was a graduate student at RISD, and he has a shocking amount of student debt, and he may be an extreme example, but he's certainly not alone in facing that problem. So what do you plan to do to try to make a RISD education more affordable?
Well, there are a number of things. I think the student debt crisis has been really exaggerated in the press, although it is a real problem, and it's one that we are keenly aware of and working hard to support students who really want to be here. We're, of course, raising scholarship fundraising. It's a very important part of the formula. We also are looking very intentionally at integrating planning processes that are helping us to use our resources more wisely so that we can keep our ambitious programs and platforms alive while thinking very carefully about how we're using resources here on campus. Recognizing that our form of education is an expensive form, but a very effective form of education, and that our alumni are succeeding extremely well out in the world.
There's a lot of talk about how universities can contribute to Rhode Island's economy and help the state recover from the recession. What's your view about how RISD can help in that effort?
Well, I think RISD plays a key role, and I've developed strong connections with a lot of the leadership in the region, and the role that art and design plays in that is key, and I think everyone understands that. So we are very eager to be a part of that evolution as it happens in the region. The work that we do here can lead directly into notions of advanced manufacturing, of new knowledge and new industries, and RISD wants very much to be a part of that.
Where would you like to see RISD 10 years from now?
I think that if we keep on the trajectory that we're going on, we'll be doing well. As I said earlier, my hope is that the role of art and design and of art and design education will be more broadly known.
It is an issue now. I mean, how do you get people to see the importance of artists in our society or continue to see their importance?
Well, showcasing the work of our alumni is one way. A lot of CEOs are saying that creativity is the most important competency of the 21st century, and we certainly know how to teach creativity. As I often say, we are educating students now who will probably be in jobs in 5 years that didn't exist 5 years ago. So the sort of education that we are expert at, which really teaches that nimble kind of flexibility, is more and more important than ever.
Well, Roseanne Summerson, RISD's 17th president, thanks for taking the time to speak with me.
Thank you so much.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.